This is Marlena Lieberg reporting direct from the CSUN 2004 Convention Exhibit Hall. And I am at the Kurzweil booth, and I have Vince Azera, is that right?
That's correct.
Who is the Kurzweil 1000 product manager. And we received some questions about Kurzweil this week in the email from our listeners. So why don't I just let you tell us what's new in version 8?
Okay, great. Thank you. Version 8 came out around September or so of last year, and it has a lot of exciting new features. And probably the most notable is the set of new voices we have from a company called NeoSpeech. The voices are voice text, two voices, one male, one female, and Paul and Kate, they're called. And they sound very natural, and perhaps a little later I can play a demonstration of that or whatever you'd like. But it's we're getting a lot of positive comments from how the voices sound, and very excited about that. And with that also is we do have MP3 and WAV file creation capabilities, so you can create voice files with our product, and then use these MP3 files to send to portable devices that you might use while you're on the go.
Great. And if I have version 7 or lower, how do I get version 8?
You can contact us directly, and we can upgrade. The upgrade price is $95, and that's one option, or work through your local reseller for upgrading.
Tell me a little bit about scanner optimization.
Sure. The scanner optimization, it's a really good feature. It's also a very there's a lot of detail to it, but it really helps save time in taking away that trial and error that some people have, that when you want to get scanning proper to a consistent set of pages, you can use scanner optimization. Let's say if you scan a certain type of book or newsletter or whatever that has a similar sort of background, font size, what have you, what you could do is use scanning optimization and select certain features, whether it's the brightness, whether it's the thresholding, and or even the just the despeckle, the speckle removal, whatever you might want, and it will, the software will use the scanner in a trial and error sort of way to determine what best features, that what settings are optimal, instead of you doing all the settings. You can just set it and then walk away and then come back later and have optimized settings.
So it looks at your scanner and says, aha, I can give you the best scan if I set this to here and that to there, and you don't have to worry about that any longer.
Correct.
Now, one last question.
Sure.
And then I would like to hear Paul and Kate.
Sure.
We don't want them to feel left out.
Yes,
of
they're
course.
Very, they're very eager to.
They're sitting over here raising their hands saying, me too, me too. One of our listeners asked about the plans between screen reader companies and scan and read software folks to talk to each other more.
Mm-hmm.
And to, in other words, if I'm a Window Eyes user, if I'm a JAWS user, a Dolphin user, whatever, I want to be able to use my own key sets so that Control Shift R or Insert Down Arrow reads whether I'm in my screen reader or I'm in your scan and read package.
Mm-hmm.
Does Kurzweil have any thoughts about kind of encouraging and creating some of those dialogues?
It would be very good for that to happen. I specifically don't really handle that area so much, but I definitely will speak to our head engineer on it, that he would be able to speak much more fluently on it than I would. It would obviously make sense from on behalf of everybody that having common features, and so the expectation is when you hit a certain keyset, you get a certain result is a,
yes,
a good thing. So.
Yes, yes. And it helps with the learning curve as well. Well, now, as soon as this lady finishes, which it seems like she has, let's let Paul and Kate say something.
Okay, great. And let me just try to get to the
version 8 caffeine.
Okay. So what we'll do is...
Read at settings.
Okay.
As a sub menu.
This is just the menu dialogues being spoken with the
voices.
With the default
voice.
Review
or change reading voice settings.
Okay. Let me see. We'll play the female voice first.
Okay.
This is Kate, and she'll be talking about the version 8 new features.
Version 8 new features. Introduction. New features and enhancements in version 8 include voice text copyright with two new high quality voices. Color scanning and scanning optimization. Powerful new ways to customize the user interface. New ways to find and open documents, both local and online. A talking scientific calculator. A new dictionary and thesaurus.
And of course, we can control the speed of that as well, but
sure.
That gives you a little flavor of how the voice sounds. There's also the...
settings as a sub-menu.
Yes. And then there's the
voice.
Review or change reading voice setting.
Some people
Neil
say that
Paul.
He does sound eager. So it's a very nice voice. And we'll play the exact same thing just so you, for basis of comparison
okay.
here. And here's Paul.
Version 8 new features. Introduction. New features and enhancements in version 8 include voice text copyright with two new high quality voices, color scanning and scanning optimization, powerful new ways to customize the user interface, new ways to find and open documents, both local and online, a talking scientific calculator, a new dictionary and thesaurus.
Okay, and these were basically bullet points that it was reading. So, I mean, it is even more natural on the sort of longer sentences. The energy of the voice doesn't drop out like with some text-to-speeches.
You know, Paul sounds like one of those guys who reads narrative in a slideshow. You know, he just gets your attention.
Exactly.
And what speech technology is this?
This is from a company called NeoSpeech, which is a Korean company that also has an office here in the U.S. I believe it's in Fremont, California.
Great. Well, this is great, and I'm going to run right home and get my version 8.
Oh, great.
I think this is very exciting. Is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't asked you?
No, I think that we captured really the high points, and we're very excited about the new version because it does offer a lot more, and we're looking to always improve the product, and we do have a listserv. That is accessible as well, that a lot of users share ideas on a daily basis on it, and it's a very important part of the improving the product as well, because we hear a lot from our users and we try to incorporate as many improvements as we can with the time that we have to develop the next product. And
people can sign up on the listserv by going to the Kurzweil website?
That's correct.
Great. Well, thank you, Blake, so much.
Oh, thank you.
For ACB Radio, this is Marlena Lieberg, direct from the CSUN 2004 Exhibit Hall.
Very many thanks to all the contributors this week on Main Menu, especially Marlena, and Main Menu will be back in another 7 days. Until next time, bye for now.